If I'm going to teach the scriptures, I have to teach that it's wrong to commit adultery. Whether I commit adultery or not, all I'm doing is condemning myself. See, the problem is people read this and then they think, well, we probably shouldn't teach anything. We shouldn't teach anything about sin. We shouldn't even talk about it. Let's just talk about other things. And you know what? Living without sin is so troublesome. Let's just totally exercise ourselves of that doctrine. Let's, you know, whenever someone even mentions, hey, let's live a life that's sinless and pure. When someone says that, they're nuts. Don't believe it. Don't believe you can be without sin. Don't believe you can walk uprightly. Don't believe you can have glory, honor, and immortality. Oh, they believe they can have that, but they just, all they got to do is think something. Think that they have those things. Believe you have it. Trust. I'll tell you what. If you do these things, and no matter what you think and trust, if you are continuing in them, you will die. The judgment of God will not pass over you. If you, this is like the Passover, the rest of my mind, the Passover of the Old Testament, for the blood of the Lamb to count, you had to stay in the house while the death angel was passing over. You couldn't go roaming out in the streets. You had to be in the house with the blood on the lintels of your doors and on the sides of the doors, the upper posts. The blood had to be present there, and they were in the house and they were eating their bitter herbs and consuming their unleavened cakes. When we break it, we dishonor God. And we who think we know the scriptures, we who claim to be teachers, or even just people who are, there comes a, anyone who's been a Christian for any length of time, there's a reason, there's by reason of time, Paul said, or in the book of Hebrews, it says that, because of the time that's passed, you ought to be a teacher by now. You've been a Christian so long. You don't have to be a teacher. But elders ought to be apt to teach, able, ready. See, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. That comes from Ezekiel 36, 20 and 23. Let's see how good that reference is. 20 and 23 of Ezekiel 36. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. See, the children of Israel went into captivity, and they were said, well, these are the people of Yahweh, of, it's like, and here they come. Here's their fine example. And what he's saying is they went into captivity, and they polluted my name, because they didn't live up to my standards. Because why? Because they would go among the idols and they worship the idols. They weren't loyal to their God. It's like when Christians, I'm a Christian and I got my buddies and I'm going to go where they go. And say, here comes Christian Joe. Have a drink, Christian Joe. Why, thanks. Appreciate it. Here comes Christian Joe. Here comes Christian. Hey, Christian Joel, this girl's really hot for you. She'd really like to get to know you. Christian Joe? Those Christians. They're sinners like everybody else. The word Christian it loses its meaning. People today don't even like to call themselves Christians. They call them followers of Jesus. Because they don't think they can even be Christians. Because the word Christian has been so dragged through the mud. A Christian is a little Christ. It means, I'm not a follower of Jesus Christ. I am Jesus Christ. I don't mean I am personally Jesus Christ. I mean that Jesus Christ is manifested through me to you. When you see me, you're looking at the closest you're ever going to get to Jesus Christ in this earth. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. That's how we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be like him. Little versions of him. you know, Christians, and it was sort of a derisive term. All these little Christs running around. I mean, they're all little Christs. I mean, they're all like, you know, the Messiah, the little Messiahs. I mean, Christ is answers to the Hebrew word Messiah, anointed one. I mean, they're little Messiahs. And so, in, you know, in Paul's sense, the same thing happened with the Jews, is that they, by their bad example, they also did the same thing. But I'm updating it to today a little bit. The principle is the same. For circumcision verily profiteth, verse 25, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the circumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So, I like this. You know, what he's saying is, you know, the Jews looked at their circumcision as a mark that set them apart. Hey, I'm circumcised. You know, when Saul went to war against the Philistines, when he was dying, he's like, dog, slay me, I fall into the hands of these uncircumcised, and they mock me. Or David, when he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because circumcision was a, hey, you know, you have the tip of your penis chopped off. That's kind of like macho right there. So, I mean, that's like a manly covenant. Cut off the skin on the tip of your penis. That's my covenant with you. I mean, they do it to babies, but think about the first guys who had it done. They were all adults. I mean, my sons had it done when they were 4. 2 of my sons. And man, that hurts. You think about it. Chop, chop, chop. So it's a manly covenant. It was a source of pride. He's uncircumcised. Right? And he's saying it's useful if you keep the law because it's part of that old covenant. That, you know, but if you're a breaker, your circumcision is made. You might as well be uncircumcised. You know, if you're going to go take that